entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 652 in our original It's Your Business series. And as we do each Wednesday between now and September 3rd, we talk the big business of golf. We have assembled the spectrum of stars who have their talents, and they provide us lots of birdies and pars, food for thought, toddies for the body. And those, of course, come from our two docs. Along the way, we have a lot of fun. We're a part of the Yahoo Fantasy Golf Challenge nationwide. We compete against each other, talk about each other. And we have a project golfer that takes the advice we give him and even finds way to cure his ills as far as his health. If you're interested, go to the Kello website, hit the It's Your Business blog, tell us what you need help with and want to play. Or simply write to bill.zortman@mwcradio.com. Interviews begin right now. Our first guest, Dave Austed, who told us he was a little busy last Wednesday.
You're number two on my list, Bill. I was right there. I was going to make it. I really feel bad. I feel bad.
Oh, brother.
No. What does that make? Pretend I was in the bathroom? Is that what that sound was? What was that?
That's how busy you were.
Oh, I see. Okay, good.
Now we were talking about the fact that...
okay, now I do have to go to the bathroom.
TaylorMade was schooling you. You told me that TaylorMade was envious of some of the things we're doing.
Actually, I had the national sales manager from TaylorMade, which is the number one driver on tour. It's dominating, and we were pleased to have the number one guy, the guy who makes things happen all throughout the country, come to Sioux Falls, and we spent about 4 hours talking about the direction and where things are going, and he was very impressed with what we were doing. We were giving him some tips on things going on, but TaylorMade's got some things happening. They're not a company that stands still. In fact, they have right now, you can come out to Austed's and you can get a JetSpeed driver, which is $299, and you can get a free fairway wood, which is $200. So basically, you're buying the driver for $100 or a free hybrid. And they have these irons, the Speedblade irons, which is the number one iron last year, take $100 off. And the cool thing about this, Bill, is there's a slot in the back. It's like a trampoline. So now when you hit an 8-iron, 80, 85 yards, you use these clubs, you get it up over 110, 120, somewhere up there. This could change your life, Bill. And you could save $100 right now at Austed's. How about that?
Now, you tell your buddy Dan, who fitted my clubs.
Yes, yes.
I'm playing in St. Louis last weekend. I hit my 8-iron on a 120-yard hole and went 20 yards over the green. I've never done that.
Well, you've been working out. You look good. You got great clubs. You're a new man. That's awesome. That's good to hear. You are. You're not the Bill Zortman we knew before.
You thank heavens. We have to mention Mark Brown, who podcasts the show. The shows are always put up on podcasts. And his daughter, Maya, gives Austed credit for the wind grips that, as are now leading the city golf tournament.
He was telling me that, and that's awesome. And I wish her best of luck today. It's her final day, and she's got a great lead. And hopefully she can stay calm and collected and finish that out. That's great. High school golf is awesome. So, and I have always told people, if they have daughters particularly that are interested in a sport, pick golf. You got Title IX. There's a lot of universities looking for scholarships to use. And it's a wonderful sport that you can play the rest of your life, too. So I wish Mark's daughter all the best. And I hope Abby does well today. So,
got a story that I want to share with you. I was in St. Louis. Rather than just go with my daughter who's on crutches and my wife who was complaining about the daughter on crutches, I went into a little sporting goods store.
Yeah.
I needed some shoes. And as I'm getting the shoes ordered, I'm mentioning Austed.
They said, Austed, name dropper.
We know about them. Yeah. Didn't they just open one in Cedar Rapids? They have 10 stores now.
Yes, they do.
This guy was right
this
on top.
This guy knew that?
He knew that.
You didn't feed him inside information on us, did
Not
you?
Yet. But he told me he was going to be listening today.
So oh, boy.
We'll
oh
see
boy.
How that all works. The other thing we talked about was a Great Life Project.
Yeah.
Which, if you're in the Midwest and you're hearing about Topeka and now what's going on in Sioux Falls, that was a big deal. He said, Well, that's going to help the next generation of
golfers. Absolutely.
No question. It's going to help fitness.
And it's already starting. I mean, obviously, with the courses open now, and we're seeing you can get memberships at Austed's and come out, and we're seeing some tremendous interest. And the neat thing is a lot of people who didn't play a lot of golf last year said, I can't pass this up. This is just too good a deal. $50 a month, I can play unlimited golf. I can bring my family out. We can play three holes. Whatever it is, it's awesome. And as I mentioned, I had the national from TaylorMade here. I was telling him about it. And, of course, they're very concerned because the game of golf has not grown. And he said, this is one of the coolest ideas I've seen. And I think it's going to grow the game. It's going to get more people playing. And I absolutely agree. So we're pumped. In fact, one of the things we're doing with Great Life next week on May 2nd, and again, this is something that nobody else in the country is doing, is we have what we call a mobile fitting center. It is a trailer that we will be parking on the driving range at Willow Run from 11 to 3 next Friday on May 2nd, and we will have all the fitting carts from all the manufacturers. One of the things we hear when people come into our stores and we have, you know, $500,000 worth of custom fitting analysis machines is, I'd really like to see it out on the air. I want to see what the flight is. Well, now you can. We'll have a launch monitor out there, and you'll be able to use the driving range, and we'll have all of the fitting carts so you can put together a Callaway, a TaylorMade, a Titleist, a Ping, you name it. All the clubs will be there. We can custom fit you from the range, and it will be moving around. So it'll be at Hartford this summer at times. It'll be at Baker's. It'll be at other courses around. But the inaugural very first time that the Mobile Fitting Center, and this is something that I don't think anyone else in the country has, will be at Willow Run a week from Friday, May 2nd, 11 to 3.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, be there, man. It's good.
All right. Even though you weren't here, you were looking at clubs, something to talk about with TaylorMade.
Yeah.
You finished fourth last week.
But I did beat you, didn't I?
I think I finished fifth.
Oh, well.
Points behind, but I couldn't make my picks.
At least I beat you, and I don't change my picks during the week, so that's even better.
I mean, couldn't make my pick changes. I couldn't get out of computer in St. Louis.
Okay.
But to Paul Daugherty, who's with Golf Etc., 3 weeks in a row.
Really?
That Daugherty team
that
has won.
That needs to go down. That's got to change.
We got to talk about that.
We got to figure out how to get me to be able to change picks, because I actually would have tied him.
You
had
got
him
that
been
club.
Able to
That'd probably take care of him.
Yeah, that would take him to do a little Tonya Harding on his knees thing.
There you go.
I didn't say that. Did
no,
I say
you
that?
Didn't.
No, I didn't say
this
that.
Week, the stop is New Orleans, the Zurich, a tournament I've been to 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, that's kind of your tournament, isn't it?
It's where
fun.
We live for a number of years.
Right.
So I know it's a fun time. But it's hard to figure out who's going to do what and where.
It's a total crapshoot. Yeah, the group of people that play are different. Then it's kind of an opportunity for some of the young up-and-comers and the guys who've been struggling. And it's the big names typically aren't there, but it's a fun tournament to watch. And you can see some new faces. So, yeah, this is probably one of the tougher ones to pick. Would you agree?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm my picks are kind of interesting. I have on my A team, I have Kevin Stadler, pound for pound, one of the sexiest men in golf.
Just like his dad.
Just like his dad, Walrus Jr. And then one of the sexiest men on the tour is on the bench, Ricky Fowler.
Have shoes to match Ricky.
Do you really?
I got the orange shoes with my orange.
Oh, my gosh.
Bag.
Bill, is the world ready for that? I don't know.
And an orange hat.
The future's so bright, I got to wear shades. Bill Zortman is in the house.
I'll wear them on the show next week.
Yeah, please. Oh, boy. I'll bring my sunglasses. My B players, Jerry Kelly, who's about 45 and never wins, but he always picks up a check for about $500,000. I've played with him. He's a great guy. And Keegan Bradley. On the bench, Willie McGirt. Just love the name. Gotta pick him just because Willie McGirt's fun to say. And Ben Crane, the world's slowest golfer. He's on the bench as well. And he'll probably stay there because he'll never get up and go, I actually hit a ball. And then my C player is Ryan Palmer. And on the bench is Willie McKenzie.
All the picks are a little different this week.
Yeah, it's going to be a crapshoot. Yep.
All right, you got the two clubs.
I do.
Be careful not to hit Daugherty on the way out.
I may accidentally, I might take a practice swing. Who knows?
And if you can find a project that you think we ought to share with on the show, find one of your people.
Yeah.
And we'll start doing that.
That'd be fun.
I think we've talked about doing 5 or 6
right
now in September. So
okay, very good.
Find one.
Bill, always a pleasure. I'll try to show up, actually, every week if I can. I'll just leave you in the lurch.
You're not Cedar Rapids. You're tied up. What was that sound I was hearing earlier?
Yeah. I do need to go to the bathroom for some reason.
There you
I don't
go.
Know why, but... Oh, brother.
Mr. Golf in the Midwest, Dave Austed.
Thank you, Bill.
When we come back, we're going to talk about bad body parts. Dr. Max gives us some pointers to bring us up to par when It's Your Business continues. Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, has joined us. You've been in business 30 years, and you fit very well into our show, Doc.
Well, thank you, Bill. Good morning.
You know, we've had some narrow windows to get out, enjoy the great outdoors. The gardeners are gardening, farmers are farming, golfers are golfing. But as we do that, we pick up some aches and pains. You know, I've been out, maybe played 72 holes, just 9 here, 18 there, whatever it is. But, you know, we come to that point where we have to turn to you and say, okay, I've got some aches and pains. At what point do I back away a little bit and call you?
Well, that's what we're here for, Bill. And I do want to say we've had a couple callers that have called the office. One gentleman had surgery in January, and pain was starting to return. He was getting worried, wasn't getting results with his chiropractor in Iowa. He's been driving about an hour, 2 or 3 days a week, and we are starting to get things under control. So for the rest of you, it's just a matter of if it's a sore muscle, it's only going to last for about 3 days.
Well, and the ARP, the bad body parts, the back pain, the muscles, what you want to kick off with?
Well, we've been talking about causes of bad body parts, and I wanted to get to the fourth and final one, and that is what I call silent trigger points. A trigger point is a bundle of contorted muscle that, when found, can produce some what we would call exquisite pain when it gets rubbed out. And what's interesting about it is it'll refer pain somewhere else. So typically the patients don't know where these trigger points are. Once they're found, they say something like, Doc, how do you know how to find that? Or, gosh, Doc, you always find out the spots that hurt. And when that muscle gets rubbed out, then the body can work pain-free.
You mentioned a couple of words in here when we were putting the show together, nerve root pressure.
Yes.
What's that about?
Nerve root pressure, that is the cornerstone of the art and science of chiropractic. When the hard bones in the spine pinch on the soft nerve roots that come out, oftentimes that'll produce pain, other times it'll just produce muscle weakness. The individual doesn't know that they have a problem until they come in and we start checking their shoulder muscles, their leg muscles, find a weakness. Once the back is adjusted, then the shoulder feels better or the knee feels better because that muscle is supporting it as it's supposed to.
I've noticed this year, and I'm a little over 50, well, maybe quite a bit over
50. Just a little.
But I've noticed the knee kind of twisted a little bit with the limited golf we've played. It's not been every day, not exercising every day. You know, other than give you a call and say, Doc, what am I going to do with it? Do I quit playing or do I find a way to do the Miguel Angel Jimenez where I tip the knees and smoke the stogie?
Well, the first step would be call Melissa. That's our receptionist. 335-0880 is the number. And we'd get you in. We'd check a few things out. And if you have some problems that correlate with the solutions that we offer, quite often people walk out of the office feeling better. First visit.
How concerned should we be about scar tissue buildup?
Scar tissue buildup is kind of the silent enemy. And that's one thing we have here in town, that ARPWave neurotherapy, it searches out the scar tissue that's in the muscles. It neutralizes the charge buildup that holds it there and allows that muscle to function properly. If you've been to chiropractors and haven't gotten the results you want, you've had surgery and the response wasn't quite what you and the doctor were hoping for, this ARPWave neurotherapy might be the answer.
You've been doing this 30-plus years.
Yes, sir.
A lot of the young people have only been doing it a couple of years. What advantage do they have in somebody that's been around the block a few times?
Good question, Bill. Experience allows a chiropractor to kind of zero in on that one oddball thing it might be. Experience, if a certain joint or some spot needs to be moved and we have trouble getting it to move one way, I probably know 2 or 3 others that would also work. I am noticing it in the last few years. I am seeing more and more patients for second opinions and kind of taking care of the people that have been to other offices and it wasn't a simple solution and they need to see me.
Silent trigger.
That's right. Silent trigger point, you don't know it's there till the doctor finds it. And when he finds it, you know he's got something.
And I can't find it on my own.
You might by accident, but most of the time it's something that there's charts. They're well documented. Certain areas refer pain to certain places, and it's just a matter of figuring it out.
All right, when to call and how to call.
When to call, when you notice something that lasts for more than 3 days or it becomes a reoccurrent thing every time you go golfing, then it's time to call. The number is 335-0880.
Last week, you actually picked the winner in Matt Kuchar. He kind of surprised us all. He grabbed the lead with a 64 on Sunday, but he went from a two-shot lead to being tied and then chipped in on the last hole. Finally won, and it was a big win for him on Easter Sunday. You had Jordan Spieth, you had Jimmy Furyk, you had Pat Perez, who also had a 64 on Sunday. Not bad picks last week.
Not bad for a rookie.
All right, rookie with 30 years experience. This week it's New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Zurich. Tell us about your picks.
Well, I thought about Kevin Statler, but I'm going with Ricky Fowler. Going for the young age rather than the experience. My B players, I like Billy Horschel and Justin Rose. And I got Fredrik Jacobsen and Keegan Bradley on the bench. And my C player, John Senden, and Stuart Appleby backing him up.
It's an interesting tournament. It's a good tournament. If you haven't been to New Orleans to the Zurich tournament, what I enjoyed as much as the golfers and the attitude and the alligators that came right up into the fairways was the food. The food with that New Orleans cuisine, the taste, the shrimp and all that went with it, and the oysters, pretty good.
Somehow that, I'm not surprised by that, Bill.
Here I'm in good shape when I've got Austin in here and the doc gets in and said, I'm not surprised.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, Doc, we appreciate it, and we'll be talking with you next week. You need to mention the Lions Club.
I would be remiss.
Now, I suppose you think I look like a pancake.
No, not even a smoky, but I do want to say I just came from the convention center. I've been cooking the best smokies served. They're Sheboygan smokies. They come from Wisconsin. And we've got the best pancakes. Anyone that hasn't been to our Lions Club Pancake Days out at the convention center, you're missing something. You go there, you'll see someone that you haven't seen for 10 or 15 years. Guaranteed.
Very good. And I'm going to be speaking with the Lions Club next month because we're doing something to keep our service clubs around. I speak tomorrow morning to the Morning Optimist. And we're looking for a way for us all to come together and pass, much like Great Life, the torch to a younger generation so we have more people involved.
That's very good. We are going through a change. This internet age, things are changing. Clubs are calming down. Numbers are dwindling.
So I'll be coming to a Lions Club near you.
Well, super, super.
In May.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you.
All right. One more stop before we go to Fox Business News. I need to do a little testimonial for Comfort King. And Comfort King is something, being a golfer and having the pains that I have, that I have to be really careful. And when I went to the Comfort King factory and visited with Chris Larson and all the factory builders that were there, they listened to my wife, they listened to me, and then after we tried 8 different beds, they put it together, and it was just right, just like the Three Bears. You know, not too hot, not too cold, but just right. And what it does give me is the zero gravity. It also gives me the massager. I don't need to call a masseuse in. I've got it right there. And it's so comfortable. The biggest thing for me is that with a good night's sleep, I can come in and I'm ready for the doc. I'm ready to talk about the silent triggers, ready to talk to Austin about his TaylorMade and all those other people that are going to have fun in our golf show today. If you want a bed that's going to give you a good night's sleep, improve your ROI, try the Comfort King factory.
Enter Sandman.
Randy Dierheim, Pinnacle, Elements on 8, Callaway's, Trey Foley joins us, and I know where he's going today, and quite frankly, I like it, I respect it, though I'm not sure I completely understand it.
Well, my good morning, first of all, Rev. It's great to be back with you, too. You know, my topic this morning was, you know, basically dealing with perseverance. If it doesn't happen once, you know, make it happen again. And Matt Kuchar was the poster child for perseverance here over the last several weeks. He's had opportunities to win golf tournaments. And then, oh, my God, look at the way that he won it. He really, really, you know, did a bad number on 17 three-putting. I three-putted yesterday at Prairie Green to shoot an 80. So I missed a 79, which is just breaking 80 is always that magical goal for a lot of us. And I've done it many times, but three-putting yesterday hurt me. But look at Matt splashing that ball out of the bunker. It rolls in, and he gets a well-earned victory. And a lot of people like Matt Kuchar. You always hear his name shouted out on the course, and he's a very, very likable guy. Ironically, I got a chance to walk with Matt when he was on the .com tour at Dakota Dunes. So I saw him early in his career, and again, he's very humble. And I think he exudes a lot of attributes that a lot of us as golfers and people in general can mirror and use him as a role model. Humility. He's a great father. He's a sportsman. I think he has a good aspect on what the game of golf can give you.
And he tells Faraday what he wants to do is become the commissioner of the PGA, and he'd be perfect.
He'd be a really good commissioner. He'd be a good Ryder Cup captain. He'd be a lot of great things. Again, if you look at, you know, golf doesn't really have bad boys. We've got guys that you may not like as much. There's unlikable characters in almost any sport, but golf is really a sport, and Dave touched on it about, you know, girls signing up to play golf, and that's one of the great things that's going on in our community. But golf doesn't really have bad actors. The game doesn't allow for that. And I think along with Cora Lee, when we've talked about the first tee program and all these other things that are great about the game, it really does bring out the best in the sport. And it's not a lot of marquee players that are really selfish in a lot of other sports. And so that's what's great about golf.
You got a little notoriety over the weekend. And that's the topic that we wanted to include as well. You had two members of your family die within 24 hours. One had prepared, and the other not so.
Yeah, my father-in-law, who was Bill Janklow, I'm very proud to say that. He had terminal cancer, and he, you know, died shortly after his prognosis, brain cancer. And then my mother died of a massive heart failure, actually 24 hours before Bill passed, and Bill was in hospice. So those two events really were, you know, important to me in my life and those in our family. And I had started a novel just as a hobby. I've written my whole life in various forms. And I started a novel entitled She Said One, which is, interestingly enough, I've got a connection with your daughter because
Isn't that a strange part of the story?
A small world story. I'll be speaking at Loyola Catholic High School here in about 10 days.
In Mankato
to their religion classes, junior and seniors, about 80 of them. But, you know, the book really touched on the aspects of if you could know, would you want to know? And Jill Callison from the Argus Leader shined a little light on my project. And it really just, you know, it leads me to believe, and it's how I felt on the golf course yesterday, actually. You know, it's a beautiful day. I'm playing with a couple great guys. I'm thinking, man, it can't get really any better than this. And it's the philosophy that I have in life is live each day as if it were your last. Enjoy it because you really don't know when it's going to end. And we see this every day in the world. We see tragedies happen and things that happen so quickly. And so it's really just the philosophy that I have. And the book really just touches on this whole notion. If you could find out when you were going to die, you're assuming, you know, presumably healthy, would you want to know? And if you did find out, what would you do to change? Would you change the way that you live? Would you change the way that you relate to people? And how would you make those decisions? And the book touches on that. And people that are reading it in the community, it's set in Sioux Falls, are liking the story. They're seeing some value in it. They can relate to it. And it's been fun for me to talk about it to different people.
Would you want a three-putt on 18 or chip in like Kuchar as your last golf shot?
Well, chipping in always gives you that thrill. Three-putting was you know, it's just one of those things. First of all, golf is, I'm never gonna master it. I'm going to keep coming back. It makes you want to come back, to tell you the truth. I'll be playing again probably on Friday. I see the forecast looks really, really nice Friday afternoon. But it's a game we're not going to master, but it's a game that can teach you a lot about life.
Last week, number three in the golf picks at Hilton Head. This week, tough week to pick. A great place for a guy that's tied to restaurants to be thinking about, and that's New Orleans.
That's right. And I benefited directly from Matt Kuchar last week. So this week, I'm going to go with Ricky Fowler. Ricky's been playing really well. He had a great, I think, T5 finish at the Masters. On the bench is Kevin Stadler. I know Dave Austin likes him as well. B players are Willie McGirt and Justin Rose, and on the bench is Billy Horschel and Robert Garrigus. And my C player, John Sendens, had a pretty solid spring, the Australian, and on the bench is Charlie Beljan.
Well, when you listen to my picks later on, you're going to hear two names that everybody has left out. One is Kyle Stanley, who's got 2/3 in the last 3 years, and Lucas Glover, 3 in the top 10 in the last 3 years in this tournament. There's something about the water or the beignets in New Orleans. It's a difference.
It's a wide open field this week, I think.
And
we
it's
all agree.
Fun. It's fun. It's what this is all about.
Absolutely.
As always, Randy Dierheim, next time I'm going out and play golf with you at 1 o'clock instead of coming back to work.
We'll look forward to it.
All right. We appreciate you and look forward to you going to visit with my daughter's religion class in Mankato. John Miller, Golf Addiction, is joining us. He and his team was second in the weekly picks last week. Dierheim, Zortman had to look up at him. And your partner's namesake, Adam Scott, was not in the field. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
All right. Now, as I understand, you want to give away an hour of golf this morning at Golf
Absolutely.
Addiction. First call in, 336-1320, wins. We'll have the certificate ready later today. So if you want an hour of golf play at Golf Addiction, 336-1320, the Rev will take the information. And, of course,
Absolutely.
Golf Addiction, located 57th and Marion, provides support for great life. And you guys got some events planned, like some indoor, outdoors, with a bus trip.
We do. So we got a lot of things planned for this summer. And so the first one I'll talk about is the 36-hole GA Tour. So imagine yourself waking up in the morning at about 7 a.m., driving to Golf Addiction to get here about 7:30. You tee off, you play 9 holes at, say, Pebble Beach here. And then you get on a bus, aiming oil provided for free on the bus, takes you out to Central Valley on Hartford, play 9 holes there. Then the bus picks us back up, go out to Mitchell, play 9 holes. Then you go to Plankton out at Fish Lake, which is Adam and I's home course, for another 9 holes.
Now, we've had somebody, we've had some people suggest you start at Plankton and come back. Because
right?
That's going to be a long haul back unless you got plenty of aiming fluid in that bus.
There is. The concern is keeping everybody hydrated, so I think we can do that. We just got to find the H2O to help with that. And then maybe a restroom on the bus might be nice. So there might be a few pit stops. We'll see what happens.
John Miller with Golf Addiction. Reservations, you're at a time where your rates are about to change with the 1st of May.
You got it. Absolutely. So our summer rates are going to kick in as of May 1st. Essentially goes down by about $10 for the hour. Now, if you're a Great Life member, it reduces substantially. The information is on golfaddiction.biz on the rate section on our webpage that you guys can go on to. The other thing that I'm excited about is we're going to kind of copy Great Life here a little bit, but this is a little bit different of a deal. So $50 a month. You come in May 1st, you pay $50. We get you a loyalty card or a membership card, and you can play in here for as long as you want on any day you want for 30 days for $50.
Wow.
So you can play from 8 in the morning until midnight on a Saturday, essentially if you wanted to, for $50 for the whole month.
Nice. That's only 10 fins. That's not bad.
Right. Absolutely. So super exciting.
All right. If people want to take advantage of that or they have questions about reservations, John, how do they reach you at Golf Addiction?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Our phone number down here is 605-274-8903. We'll get you all the information. We invite you down as well for our lunch specials and our drink specials as well too, every single week, every single day of the week.
All right, John, you have the big easy feel. Let's look at your picks this week in the land of all that jazz.
Absolutely. So here's what we have happening. So in as our A player is going to be Patrick Reed. He's been a popular one this week. On the bench is going to be Ricky Fowler. We picked him because you guys now match right here with your guys' shoes and your golf bag, Bill. So that's exciting. Also in on the B team is Matt Avery and Graham Thillet. On the bench is going to be Keegan Bradley. And our main man, Jerry Kelly's got to pull something out. I attempted to start him right away. He comes out of the gates pretty quick, so we'll see what happens. C players in is Ryan Palmer. And if nobody's heard this name before, you better check it out. George McNeil, we're going to put in on the bench as our C player.
All right. Interesting picks this week. And we hope people take advantage of that $50 offer that you just talked about at Golf Addiction. I think that's a great opportunity. John Miller, Golf Addiction, tell our friend Adam Scott hello.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You bet. Just ahead, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. What do you do with knees, hands, and body parts that just don't want to play? That's next. We're in the middle of the golf show, and we did have a winner. We had a winner in just seconds, right, Rev?
Oh, the phone lit up right away. Steve from Sioux Falls was the winner. He's excited. He's going to go do it up for an hour over there. And thanks for trying, everybody.
We like that. You Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, joins us. Nice to have you with us this morning, Doc.
Good morning, Bill.
Tim, more and more golfers, Tiger, Jason Day, probably Phil, all facing challenges. You've tied it together for us, what they're doing, and perhaps what we shouldn't tempt our own bodies to do.
Yeah, I think with the newer swings that a lot of these guys are trying, especially with Tiger Woods and some of the Sean Foley students, it's putting a lot of stress in certain locations. And for that particular swing, I think it puts a lot of stress on the lumbar spine or the lower back.
More people claim they've had the same surgery as Tiger Woods. What was his surgery?
Tiger Woods had a bulging disc in his lower back. His surgery was an outpatient procedure. He had it done in Utah, I believe. It's a microdiscectomy where a smaller incision is made, and the surgeon goes in and finds usually a bulging disc that's impinging on a nerve root. And he just removes that bulging disc, which relieves the pressure on the outside of the nerve, which allows the nerve to recover. And that's what Tiger Woods is in that phase right now, the recovery phase. But it is a common procedure, and it's a well-known procedure that's been done for a long time.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. Military experience, you love golf.
Yes, I joined the military out of high school. I started off as an E-1, active duty. I was in during the first Desert Storm, got out after 5 years of active duty. Then after graduating from medical school, I rejoined as an officer in the reserves, and then I resigned my commission as an officer in 2004. I didn't golf when I was in the military, and I wish I had. I did work at a Naval Air Station in Glenview, Illinois, and they had a golf course right there, and it was evidently a nice golf course, but I didn't golf at the time. I thought golf was kind of stupid. When I was a resident at the Mayo Clinic, a drug rep invited me to a group golf lesson. I didn't want to go, but I decided to go anyway, and I was hooked on it ever since then. That day, I bought golf shoes. The next day, I bought golf clubs, and I've been loving golf ever since.
What should our listeners know about Specialty Orthopedics, the comings and the goings?
I think the biggest thing that I'd like for people to know is you don't have to wait an extended period of time to be seen by a surgeon, me. You can be seen either the same day or the next day. We can order whatever studies that we feel is appropriate to get a diagnosis. You don't have to wait 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to be seen and get answers to the questions that you have. And most of the time, it's not a surgical problem. And I think people are hesitant to see a surgeon because they think that they're going to have surgery when 90% of the time that's not the case.
Your staff, you are always talking about your staff.
Yeah, I talk about my staff. My office talks about my staff. Just this morning, I had a patient that I needed to send her somewhere to get another opinion, and she refused to go because she doesn't want to deal with that particular place's office staff. She likes the familiarity, the closeness, the personableness at my office, and she likes knowing everyone and the staff knowing her.
Contact information, Specialty Orthopedics.
275-5560 or Google Specialty Orthopedics or Dr. Tim Lee Burton.
All right.
you need a good week this week. We've got a guy that's getting a little cocky. We got to knock him off his perch this week.
I can't get much worse than the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were reading a different tournament, and maybe you picked Miguel Angel Jimenez or something. But we are at a good place to be this week, Bourbon Street. And this week in New Orleans, your picks.
I have Patrick Reed as my A player. And on the bench, I have Ricky Fowler. I have Michael Thompson as my B player. Justin Rose on the bench. Billy Horschel as another B player with William McGirt on the bench. And then I have Charlie Hoffman, who this is the first year he cut that hair. He used to have that long hair for years, but he cut it. And so I'm hoping that he'll play better with having less wind drag with that hair being cut. And then my B player being...
Talking from a guy that has lots of hair.
Oh, yeah, lots of... I have a long three of them. And they're probably on my back. So John Sinden on the bench.
All right. Looks like a good bunch. We'll talk with you again on Friday. And we'll see how your team is doing by that point, because you do need a good week.
I do need a good week. And I think this is going to be my week.
When we come back, last week's winner and his Project One, who won 2 weeks before that, they've now claimed 3 weeks. They have a partnership, and we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about It's All in the Shaft as well. All between the ears. Paul Daugherty joins us with a swag in New Orleans, all headstrong from Hilton Head and the magnificence of the Masters. Paul, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning.
While you've been doing well with the fantasy picks, you've been working on our project golfers and many others that want you to check their golf bags and what's in it.
What's in it? What's in your bag? Yes, I've been having a lot of fun working with the projects. Dr. Tim, he and I were talking in the lobby before the show. I think things are going fantastic with his bag. Dave, the first project that he sent to me, his is just going to be an ongoing project throughout the year. The only real club in his bag that I've modified is a hybrid club that he just picked up last week. I understand he had a chance to hit it playing with you the other day.
Into the wind.
And he was trying to explain what happened, and I had to chuckle because, A, it was a windy day, and, B, he didn't even practice. He picked up the club at the shop and I think went straight to the course to play. So why don't you tell me what happened?
I'll be happy to, because I hit 20 yards behind him.
Okay.
And I pulled my ball the same way, thinking that the wind was going to do it, and hit my little hybrid club reasonably well.
Mm-hmm.
He got up, waited a little longer,
mm-hmm.
and pulled it as well, but he hit it through the wind.
Mm-hmm.
The wind didn't factor, but he hit it very smooth. He loved the grip. He loved the feel. He's bragging about it, but he was doing the Kevin na-na-na-na-na. He was up approaching the ball and then backed away from the ball, got back up. But... all he needs to do is get to the driving range, hit a couple of shots, but he should have a lot of confidence with it, because to get up and hit a club as well as he hit it, thinking the wind was going to come into play, he did very well.
Well, it sounds to me then like he caught the ball solid. It sounds to me like he just flat out pulled it.
Ball just a little above his feet.
Yep, just bored it right through the wind. And lesson learned is you need to take new clubs, new club, whatever it may be, and spend some time on the range.
Yeah, he actually hit a Matt Kuchar when Kuchar lost the tournament and pulled it into the water.
And then, of course, the next shot after that, you're going to be protecting against that pull. So I only know what's going to happen there.
But he had a lot of confidence. He made a lot of putts.
Good.
And Dave, I think, is on the right track. And we actually won our match.
Super.
All right. For those people listening, the kind of drill that you take them through, what do they learn?
Basically, it's a bag analysis. That's where I start with everyone, and that's taking a look at what is in your current bag, taking a look at your current swing, finding out from feedback from you, are there any problem areas that need to be addressed? Are there any particular, is a driver giving you problems? Is your putting giving you problems? And the whole process is driven completely by my customers as far as what in their bag is of the biggest concern.
All right, we're going to give your phone number, all of that information, sure, in a minute. But Dave won the previous 2 weeks. I think he finished
third or fourth last week.
Right.
This week he's got Stadler as his starting A, Fowler on the bench, Matt Avery and Justin Rose starting B. What's this Jerry Kelly this week? And Keegan Bradley's missed the last three cuts in New Orleans. I'm not real sure why those guys are even on some lists. Then Dave's got John Senden, who I believe in, and Will McKenzie. Now, your picks this week at Zurich, Avondale, and New Orleans.
Okay, I'm taking some risk here, but I have Ricky Fowler is my A starter. Patrick Reed is my bench. I know Keegan's missed the cut, but I think something's going to happen here. So I have him starting as my B player, Justin Rose on the bench, Graham Dillette, and Ernie Els. Maybe you're doing some moving around here throughout the tournament. My C players, I have Chris Stroud starting, and I have Boo Weekly on the bench.
All right, finally get down to my picks, and none of these guys can say that they're in the top percent, 10% in the country, mainly because they didn't start as soon as I did. You know, that's my only advantage. But I'm in the top 10% of the million or so that are playing this fantasy game. This week, Kyle Stanley. Nobody else circled Stanley. He's got three top 10s in the last 3 years in this tournament. And Ricky Fowler on the bench. I hope Ricky plays well. I've got Justin Rose and Lucas Glover. Horse for course here. Glover, one of these that should sneak up and surprise. Ernie Els. Loves New Orleans. The Big Easy in New Orleans. He's got a fit. Billy Horschel, defending champion. I've got Chris Stroud, as you do. But I've got Ben Martin, the gentleman from Greenville, South Carolina, that picked up the swag last week with the way that he played with Hilton Head. I think he'll do well this week.
I'm sorry, Bill. You are incorrect.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
This could be a close week because we have a lot of crisscrossing players here.
We do have. All right. People with Golf Etc. want you to get into the bag, find out what they've got, what they don't have, what they need. How do they reach you?
Give me a call at 361-8333 or stop by the store. We're on 41st Street, just north of O'Gorman, just north of Billion Hyundai in the shadows of O'Gorman.
You having fun with this?
I'm having a blast.
All right. We're having fun, too, but we're not going to let you win 4 weeks in a row.
I think you are.
We'll see what happens. That's our show for today. Go online, Kello. Check our blog. You can see all of our picks. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.